Today's year, the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nozir, Daf Mem Vav. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas, a number of people that just got their yard sites in from the shul. Dora Engelstein, Devorah Bas Shimon, Mark Grossinger, Rav Moshe Avram Ben Yekutiel Yehuda, also Sandra Bettinger, Sara Rachel Bas Meir, and Belle Weinstein, Bela Bas Chaim Dov. All the Neshamas we learned for seven leave from our learning. Now, yesterday we already did, at the end of the Shia, yesterday we did the Mishnah that begins towards the bottom, five lines on the bottom of Mem Hei Omud Beis. Let's chazer it over quickly. We'll read it inside. So that's what we'll pick up today. Mem Beis, Omud Beis, five lines on the bottom of the Mishnah. I am Vashalas Ashlamim O Shalkan. If a person was cooking the Ayil Nazir Shlamim, the Ayil that's brought as a Shlamim can be cooked. We use the normal Lashon of Vashal. It could be overcooked, which is Shalkan. And then, after he does this, of course, after it's shechted, after the zrika is done, so then he cooks the shlamim, which we talked about yesterday. You put the hair underneath the, after you do the taglachas, you put it underneath this dud, the pot that you're cooking the shlamim. So hakoi nota lesazro b'shelim in ayil. One of the matnos kahuna that you give in this situation from the ayil is the zroa b'shela. That's the right foreleg of the ayil. That's a matana of the koin. Now, we also pointed out that there are 20 breads that come along with this. There are 10 chalos and 10 rikikim. So the chala, or the bachas is of chalas, matzo achas minasal, or rikik matzo achas. So you have the 20 breads, the two groups of 10, you give one tenth, one of the 10 chalos and one of the 10 rikikim, you give that to the kohen as a present. The nosin al kape anazir uminifun, and the kohen then takes those and he puts them on the palms, on the calf of the nazir, and he does the waving, the tnufa uminifun, and this is part of the process of the bringing of the shlamim of the nazir, the ayil nazir. And after that, now, at this point in time, the nazir is permitted to go back to not having the restrictions of being forbidden to drink or have any product of grapes or wine, or to be metame lemesim. We turn to Mem Vav Aleph. That was the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Kivin shenizrak olav echad ben adamim. Tanakhama's opinion is that you have to have the entire process, achar, after all of this is done, only then are you able to be metame lemesim or to drink wine. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, even if one of the three korbanos, we have again the chatas, the ol, and the shlomim that are brought at the conclusion of the Nazir Taharis Naziris. So he says, Kivish in Israel, all of Echad ben Adam, as long as one of these three commandments had the Zrika of the blood done on it, so then, Huter HaNazir Lishtos B'Yayin Uli Tomel Beisim. At that point in time, the restrictions of the Nazir fall aside, and the Nazir can now drink wine, have any grape product, and can be Metamil Meisim, and that is the Machlokes between the Tanakama, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon. Gemara starts off right now, third line from the top, this will be left off yesterday. The Gemara begins, Tadar Rabban, we learn the following Braisa, paralleling the Machlokas we just had in the Mishnah between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, we learn the Braisa, a identical Machlokas. The Pasuk says, V'achar yishteh ha-nazir yoyin. Afterwards, the Nazir is allowed to go and drink wine. What does it mean, afterwards? It means, achar ha-masim kulan, Dibri Rabbi Eliezer. The opinion of Rabbi Elazar is like the opinion of the Chachamim, the Tanakhama in our Mishnah. The opinion of Rabbi Elazar is that you have to complete all of the Nazirus' korbanos and the wavings and the taglachas only after everything is done. Achar hakol, right? Because the Pasuk uses the Lashon of the achar. Afterwards, only then can the Nazir yishte ha-Nazir yayin. So therefore, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, which parallels the opinion of the Tanakhama and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, is that you have to complete everything. On the other hand, the Chachamim in this Braisa parallel Rabbi Shimon's statement. The Chachamim Omrim, these Chachamim are in accord with Rabbi Shimon's opinion, Achar Maase Yechidi. No, as Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah, Kivish and Israel Kolov Echab and Adamim, as long as one of the three Korbanos, the Chatas, the Ola, or the Shlamim, has been brought, in that situation, the Zrika of one of the three has been done, so then the person is no longer a Nazir in terms of the restrictions. He still has to do the rest of the activities that the Nazir has to do to complete his Nazirus B'Tahara, but the restrictions no longer apply. Now, what's the rationale over here of the Chachamim in this Braisa? What is the rationale of Rabbi Shimon and these Chachamim in this Braisa? Because after all, the Pasuk does say, V'achar, which implies after all of the things are done. So why do they disagree and say you can even drink wine becoming Tomei LeMeisim after just one of them? So Mai Tamei D'Rabbanan, as well as Rabbi Shimon, what is their rationale? So they have a Gzeirah Shavah. The word V'achar Yishteh HaNazir Yayin is also found, a similar word, after the taglachas. And Ksiv Hawk, it says over here, in terms of the permission to now drink wine and to be metamei mesim, it says, the achar yishte hanozer yayin. But then we had previously, we have the pasuk, Ksiv Hosam, achar his galcho es nizro. It tells us as well that once the Nazir has completed his taglachas, after he has done the waving, after the tnufa, the whole pasuk says, "V'lokach hakohen es nizro b'sheilu min ha'ayil, chalas masach has min ha'sal u'kik matzeh chod, v'nosan al kapeh ha'nazir." And he places these breads on the Nazir's hands, and then it says, "Achar his galcho es nizro." This is done only after he's completed his taglachas. And then the Hashem. Then he does the waving. So the acha here means after one specific thing, after the taglachas. So the Gemara says ma hosam in regards to the waving. It says achar ma'isa yechidi. You do the tnufa, you do the waving after one specific thing. Achar his galcho es nizro. So just like by the waving, it was after one specific thing. This is a gzeirah shavah. When it says over here, the pasuk v'achar yishteh hanozer yayin, it means after one specific thing. Afkan achar ma'isa yechidi, meaning even nizrak alov echod min hadomim. So the chachamim slash Rabbi Shimon, the chachamim, the Raisa, and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, they use this gzeirah shavah to teach us it's after one thing that you're allowed to be lishtos yayin li tami lemesa. Where it says, who says? Maybe by the waving, it has to be after not only the taglachas, but it's also after the korbanos, because the korbanos are brought, and then the taglachas is done. So, your gzeirah shavah, how do you know that it means achar his galcho es nizro is only after the tnufa, after the waving? Maybe it means after the waving and all the korbanos. So, how do you know that this gzeirah shavah is the way you're darshaning it? So the Gemara says, no, ihachi, if that were the case, so gzeru shava, lovely. So if it means after everything, so then what do I need the gzeru shava? The gzeru shava must be coming to teach us something specific. And what the Chachamim in the Braisa and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah say that the gzeru shava of achar is coming to teach us specifically, it's after one specific thing. Achar is galchu is nizro. It's only after the taglachas that you do the waving, not the other things that were done beforehand. And therefore, they learned the Gzeirah Shavah. When it says V'achar, it means after one thing, Yishtah Nozu Yayin. Okay, so that's the machlokas that we had in the Braisa between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, and in the Mishnah between the Tanakama, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon. Again, the Chachamim, the Tanakama of our Mishnah, are different than the Chachamim in the Braisa. Okay, Amar Rav. Rav now tells us a statement which we'll spend a lot of time on. We'll have two different versions of it. The first version is as follows. Rav tells us, Tenufa b'nazir me'akeves. That if you do tenufa, this Tosa says over here, the waving by the nazir is me'akeves, meaning milishtos yayin. If you don't do the tenufa, you're not yet permitted to go drink wine and be metame l'meisim. The tenufa is me'akeves. Without the tenufa, the restrictions don't go away. That's what Rav tells us. Now, where he asks, Alibu d'man, who does this go according to? Does this go according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in the Braisa that we just had, that means after everything? Or does it go like the opinion of the Chacham in the Braisa that means achar ma'isa yechidi? So who is Rav's statement that the Tufas Makev is going according to? So the Gemara says, Aliba the man, according to who? If you're going to tell me, Ilema Aliba the Rabban, and it goes like the opinion of the Chachamim that say that it means after ma'isa yechidi, after even one of the Korbanos has the Zrika done to it, that can't be. Because according to the Chachamim, Taglachas, I'm a Rabban Lamakva, the Taglachas itself isn't Makev, and as long as you do the Zrika, even though you haven't yet done the Taglachas, the Chachamim hold that Nizrak Olav, Echom, and Adomim, so in that situation, the Nazir is permitted to drink wine and be Matame Lamesim. So if even the Taglachas is not Makev, so certainly the Tnufa is also not Makev. Tnufa Mabayu, would it be a Shaila that Rav has to say, oh, the Tnufa is Makevis? Of course not. The Tnufa is not Makevis according to the Chachamim. As the Rosh points out, and so does Tosos, so let's look inside Tosos, Hashto Taglachas, Shehi Beguf HaNazir, the Taglachas is on the body of the Nazir, and that's not Makevis, lo Makevis, so then certainly the Tnufa, She'ena Makevis, B'chol Mokom Mibayu. So Tnufa, which is never Makev in other areas as well, so certainly that's not going to be Makev over here. And the Rosh adds, in Dibur HaMaskil, Hashto Taglachas, all the way towards the bottom, he says, Shehi Beguf HaNazir, this is in the body of the Nazir, and nevertheless, the Chachamim say, Amir Rabbanim, the lo Ma'akva, that the Taglachas is not ma'akev, so certainly tnufa she'eino ma'akevus, certainly the tnufa will not be ma'akevus b'shum makom mibayah, and it's never ma'akev, and it certainly shouldn't be asked over here that Rav would have to tell us that the tnufa is ma'akev when it's not. So obviously, according to Chachamim, the tnufa is not ma'akev. So therefore, the opinion of Rav, the tnufa b'nozim ma'akevus, must be elo aliba the Rabbi Lezer. It must be only going according to the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Again, Rabbi Lezer says that it's achar, means after everything is done, that you are allowed to drink wine and be matam lemesim. But according to Rabbi Lezer, pshita, why would Rav have to tell us something that's obvious? After all, Ham Rabbi Lezer, achar masim kulam. The opinion of Rabbi Lezer is it's after everything, achar hamasim kulam. And therefore, why would Rav have to tell us that this also includes the tenufa, tenufa b'nozim akevis? So again, the question that we're asking on Rav's statement is, according to Chachamim, it's not true. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's so pashut, why would Rav tell it to us? So he says, no, so that's a pashut. Ma'al d'tema, I might have said, kivan de le'inyan kapara shi'ari mitzvahi, that the tenufa does have the status of being a mitzvah, albeit a shari mitzvah, which the Rush explains in Dibra Masu kivan. He says the le'inyan kapara shi'ari mitzvahi, kid the isa in Parakama de Zohar, where it tells us there, shim also le tenufa shi'ari mitzvah, if you made the tenufa into something that's like an extra, okay, an extra thing, shi'ari mitzvah, pirish, shalo asa klal, and therefore you didn't end up doing it, so my love, because of ki'il lo kiper, however, the keeper. In that situation, you did something terribly wrong, albeit after the fact, the carbon counted, but you didn't fulfill it properly. And it says, if lo kiper, bottom line is you were a chaper, which the Rush tells us, pirush, ki'il lo kiper, shelo otzo mitzvah min hamuchar, the keeper, she'eno ma'kevis. And it is, bottom line, acceptable. So you might have thought that over here too, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that in fact you would be Yotze, even though you didn't do the Tanufa. So therefore, Kibun Galinian Kapara Shiari Mitzvahi, since bottom line is, it's not an essential part every place else. So you might have thought that Rabbi Eliezer says over here too, that the Tanufa is not an essential part. Hochanami Lo, so I might have said in this situation as well, it's not an essential part, and therefore, Lo Ta'akev, it would not be Ma'akev, so therefore, Kamash Balon, that it is. And that's the Chiddush of Rav, telling us that you might have thought that Rabbi Eliezer, it's not so partial. You might have thought that the Tanufa every place else is not Ma'akev, and therefore, it shouldn't be Ma'akev over here as well, and therefore, Rav has to come along and tell us, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the Tanufa is Ma'akeves. We turn to Memvav Amud Beis, and the Gemara says, Umi Ma'akva, really? But according to Rabbi Eliezer, does in fact the Tanufa, is it Ma'akev? Tanya, we learn in the following brisa, the pasuk tells us zos toras ha-nazir. It gives us this is the rule of the nazir. In other words, this is true for all nazirim, bein sheyesh lo kapayim, bein she'en lo kapayim. Whether the nazir has hands or rachman l'islam, the nazir somehow had an accident or trauma, whatever, and he has no kapayim, he has no hands. So he has bilateral amputations. In this situation, the rules of the nazir apply. Now, a nazir who doesn't have hands cannot do tenufa, at least not on the hands. So therefore, how can you tell me that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the tenufa is me'akeves, when here we see from the pasuk zos toras ha'nazir that the tenufa is not me'akeves? So Rav's statement that I need to tell you that tenufa is me'akeves because Rabbi Eliezer holds that tenufa is me'akeves doesn't seem to be true. Zos toras ha'nazir seems to suggest that Rabbi Eliezer would hold, but it's not ma'akeves, because there are people that can't do the tenufa, and yet the regular rules of nazir apply to them. So Gemara says, but that can't be right. How are you going to explain the following brisa, which tells us, zos toras ha'nazir, bein sheyesh lo se'ar, bein she'en lo se'ar. We have another brisa that says the words zos toras ha'nazir come to tell us these are the rules of the nazir no matter what, and this applies to a person who has hair, obviously has to do taglachas, but even a person who doesn't have hair, and by definition cannot do a taglacha, seemingly, so the rules of the nazir apply to them as well. So, hochanami, delo ma'akva. Are you telling me over here that the din is that the taglachas is also not ma'akev? Hochanami, delo ma'akva? Of course it is. The taglachas is definitely ma'akev. But the way we just understood, zos toras ha'nazir, and you asked the question on Rabbi Eliezer, doesn't it mean that even if you don't have palms, you still, nevertheless, can do the dinum of nazir, so therefore the tenufa is not ma'akev. So too, are you telling me then the taglachas is not ma'akev? That's not the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So obviously you must darshan this pasuk zos toras ha'nazir differently, and I'll show you how to properly darshan it. And therefore there's no kashin Rabbi Eliezer. V'atanya, As we learned in a different brisa, that it says nazir memorot. A nazir memorot means a nazir that doesn't have any hair at all. He has no hair to shave at all. So in this situation, beishami omrim einot tzarech lahavir taro rosho. We'll see in a moment. This means there's no point. It, the words literally say he doesn't have to, but we'll see in a moment. We interpret this as there's no point because he cannot have a taglachas because he has no hair. So just running a razor over his head does zilch. And therefore, Beishamai holds, Eino tzorich l'havir taro roshu. You do not have to, meaning there is no point, it won't work, to just run a tar, a razor, over his bald head. Beisul says, no. Beisul omrim, tzorich l'havir taro roshu. Even though he has no hair, you have a chiv because the taglachas is ma'akev, and therefore you must do the equivalent of a taglachas even on this nazir, because the pasuk says zos terasa nazir goes on every nazir. So Beisul says tzorich l'havir taro roshu. You have to go take a razor and run it over his bald head. Now, Rabbi Ravina explained this machlokes between Beishamai and Beisul, like I just had already explained it. And Beishamai says my eino tzorich l'Beishamai, that you can't eino tzorich l'havir taro roshu. You can't go and satisfy this requirement, bringing a tar on his rosh. It doesn't mean ain't no tzarech, it means ain't lo takana. When he says ain't no tzarech, it means that there is no takana. Beis Shammai says this person who's a bald nazir can never end his naziris because it is ma'akev, the taglachas is ma'akev. Implication being, hola Beis Hillel, it's also ma'akev, but yesh lo takana. You can satisfy even in a bald nazir, a person who has no hair on his head, you nevertheless can satisfy the requirement of taglachas by just running a razor over his head. So you clearly see that the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, as understood by Ravina, is that Beis Shammai holds that the taglachas is ma'akev, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's ma'akev, the bald person doesn't have any hair, sorry, you're never going to end your naziris. Whereas Beis Hillel agrees that the taglachas is ma'akev, but they say that there's something you can do about it, even the bald person, if you run a razor over his head, you'll satisfy this requirement. Clearly, however, it is ma'akev, and therefore, the tenufa is also ma'akev, even when it says those terasa nasir, it applies even to bein she'esh lo kapayim, and even somebody bein she'ein lo kapayim, rachmon al-san, both his hands are amputated. Nevertheless, you have to do some sort of a tenufa. So while you can't do the tenufa in the palm, because Nebuch, he doesn't have a palm, so you do it in the stump. You do it in the best possible way you can, with whatever left he has from the amputation, you do the tenufa on that edge of his limb. Whatever he has, if it's by the elbow, you do it by the elbow. If it's on the wrist, so you do it by the wrist. Whatever he has, that's what you do. But it is ma'akev, and therefore, Rav's din is a chiddush, because you might have thought that the tenufa is not ma'akev, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, comes along Rav and tells us that the tenufa is ma'akevus, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Ravina further adds and says that this is perfectly in accord with what Rabbi Pedos taught us. So this answer from Ravina fits in very nicely with what Rabbi Pedos taught us. What is that? I knew the Rabbi Pedos. The Amar Rabbi Pedos. Rabbi Pedos taught us that Beis Shammai the Rabbi Eliezer Amru Dover Echa. The opinions of Beis Shammai accord well with Rabbi Eliezer. We know that Rabbi Eliezer Shamutihu, so it makes sense that Rabbi Eliezer would hold like the opinion of Beis Shammai anyway. And what is that? So my Rabbi Eliezer, where do we see that the opinion of Beis Shammai that says, sorry, the person who doesn't have hair is bald and he can't do a taglachas, there is no option. The person, if the taglachas is ma'akeves, and the person can't go and end his naziris. So that is in accord with Rabbi Eliezer. My Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer tells us, ein lo bohen yad v'regel. This is in regards to the purification process of a mitzorah. There has to be put at various times blood and oil on bohen yodo hayimonis, bohen raglo hayimonis, as tnuch ozen hayimonis. So you have to go and place on these parts of the person's body who is a mitzorah. It's part of the tahara process on the right thumb, on the right big toe, and on the right ear of the mitzorah. So this placement is great if you have a bohen yod and a bow and regal. But what happens if you don't? What happens? The Brisa says, ain't lo bow and yod. The ain't lo bow and regal. The person has ain't lo bow and yod for regal. He doesn't have either a right thumb or he doesn't have a right big toe. So how do you do the purification process? So Rabbi Eliezer holds, as it perfectly in accord with Beis Shammai, sorry, ain't lo taro olamis. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Nebuch, this poor person who can't undergo the physical process, cannot be tohar from his tzaras. Just like we just said, that if the nazir is bald and doesn't have any hair, he cannot end his naziris. So Rabbi Eliezer is perfectly in accord with Beis Shammai. As opposed to Rabbi Shimon in this brisa tells us, no, you do it the best that you can. Exactly like Beis Hillel. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yanichenu Amukobo V'yetze. So the person doesn't have a right thumb. He has only the wrist, so you put it on the wrist. He had an amputation of his thumb, so you put it on the remainder of his arm, whatever he has. That's where you put the blood, that's where you put the oil, and you go further. And the person can have his tahara process of the mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds. You do the best you can. And he completes the tahara process in that fashion. The Chacham agree with Rabbi Shimon, but have a different way that he completes the tahara process. The Chacham say, no, better to put it on the left big thumb or the left big toe, as opposed to putting it on the stump, better to put it on the left side. So Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim agree that there is an out over here. The Metzorah can conclude his Tzoras, like Beis Hillel, the Nasir can conclude his Taglachas by taking the razor and going over the bald head. So too, Rabbi Shimon says, you put the blood on the stump, or the opinion of the Chachamim is you put it on the left thumb or the left big toe, and you finish off the process v'yetzeh. So according to this statement of Rabbi Pedas, Rabbi Elezer lines up very nicely with the way Beis Shammai holds, and this is exactly what Ravina said. That's the first version that we have over here of how to explain Rav telling us that Tnufa is Na'akevis. Lishnachrina, another way to understand this is looking at it from the other point of view, that it's not Rav going according to Rabbi Eliezer, but it's Rav going according to Chacham. How would you understand that? So, Lishnachrina Amilei, that Amar Rav Tnufa Benazir Ma'akevis, and how do you understand that? Aliba Deman, who does that go according to? Elaim, if you're going to tell me here, we say, if you're going to tell me it's Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer, so Pshita, that's obvious. After all, Hama Rabbi Eliezer, Acher Maisim Kulam. So we certainly don't have any doubt. There's no Havamin over here, according to the second version. No Havamin at the thing that Rav, in fact, is explaining Rabbi Eliezer because it's not so Pasha. Because it's clear, if Rabbi Eliezer holds that everything is Ma'akev, so then certainly the Tanufa is Ma'akevis as well, and Rav wouldn't have to tell it to us. So this version doesn't say Ma'u Detema, that there's a Havamin to think that it's Shiari Mitzvah, and it doesn't apply. No, it does apply. After all, Rabbi Eliezer holds everything is Ma'akev. So therefore, Rav's statement is no Chiddush Rabbi Eliezer. It must be that Rav's statement is going on the Chachamim's opinion, that even doing one of the Zerikos of the three Korbanos is enough to allow you to be Mutu to Yayin and to be Matam of the Mason. But when Rav says that the Tanufa is Ma'akevis, it's going according to that opinion that you have to do the Tanufa as well. El Aliba de Rabbanon, Hashto, Yesh Lomar Taglachas, Am Rabbanon Loma Akva, Tanufa Mubaya. So we have the same questions we had before. How can the Chachamim possibly say that the Tanufa is Ma'akevis? After all, the Taglachas, according to them, is not Ma'akevis. You just have to do the Zerika of one of the Korbanos, and boom, Yemuto Lishtos Yayin Ulatam Lameisim. So if the Taglachas is not Ma'akevis, so then how can you possibly suggest that the Tanufa is Ma'akevis? So that's the Kasha on Rav. There's no Chiddush in saying it's Rabbi Eliezer, and there is a problem that it can't be according to the opinion of the Chachamim, because the Chachamim would say the Tanufa is not Ma'akevis. So the Gemara questions that and says, no, Umi lo ma'akva, are you really telling me that the Chacham hold the Tanufa is not ma'akeves? After all, but Tanya, it says, Zos Taras HaNazir, Ben Sheyesh Lo Kapayim, Ben Sheyesh Lo Kapayim. That same Bryce that we brought down before, now we use it to prove that the Chacham must hold that it is ma'akeves. Because the Bryce says there's one rule for all the Nazirim, Ben Sheyesh Lo Kapayim, Ben Sheyesh Lo Kapayim. Implying over here that since the rule of thumb is that if you don't have kapayim, the rule still applies. You're just like a person that does have kapayim. That implies that it is, in fact, me'akeves. So therefore, that's why Rav has to tell us that even according to the Chacham, who hold that the zrika of one of the bloods normally allows you to be matir, to drink wine and be mitam l'mesim, that's only if there also was a tenufa. Moshe says, but wait a second, what the other braisa? Delo haditanya, zos teras hanozer, bein sheyesh lo seir, bein sheyesh lo seir. That seems to say the opposite. So, Hochanami de Ma'akva, are you telling me that the Taglachas is Ma'akevis? After all, Vatanya, when we understood this Brisa, it seemed to suggest otherwise. Nazir Memorah, we said the bald Nazir, the Nazir who has absolutely no hair and can't undergo Taglachas, so Bishama Yomrim, Eino Tzorach Lavri Taro Sho, which here we're going to interpret means that no big deal, it's not Ma'akevis. Eino Tzorach Lahavir Taro Rosho, and it's only Beis Hillel that requires the Beis Hillel Mim Tzorach, that you run the razor over the bald head, and the person will fulfill the Taglachas. So what do you clearly see from here? That the Taglachas is not Ma'akevis, because, as Beis Shammai says, you don't have to do it. Eino Tzorach Lahavir Taro Rosho. And therefore, you have to interpret the first brisa. So to Rasa Nazir, Ben Sheyesh Lo Kapayim, Ben Sheyesh Lo Kapayim is also being not keves. You do the best that you can, or you don't have to do it at all. So therefore, Rav is coming along to tell us that according to the opinion of the Chachamim, that the Tanufa is Ma'akevus, and that's the Chiddush. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rabbi Avina. Along comes Rabbi Avina. This is the Ravina that we had before. Rabbi Avina tells us, Ma'i Tzarech Levei Sila. When it says over here that Beis Hillel says, Tzarech, you have to do it. Here, Beis Hillel is the one that says, Tzarech, the Ein Lo Takana. You have to do it, and there is no Takana. In other words, that it is, in fact, Ma'akevus. And Beis Hillel is now to be understood that, yeah, you have to do the head shaving, and sorry, there's no way you can do the head shaving. The passing the razor over the bald head is not called the taglachas, and it's ineffective. And therefore, the taglachas is, in fact, me'akeves. And therefore, the first brisa also tells us that the tenufa, if you don't have kapayim, is also me'akeves, according to Beis Hillel. And thus, Rav's statement that the tenufa is me'akeves can be, in fact, understood according to the opinion of the Chachamim, and that's what Rav's statement is going on. The second version has it that it goes according to the Chachamim. The first version had it that it was going according to Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara just concludes and says an interesting aside. Levei Shammai Yesh Lo Takana, according to Ravina's explanation, so then Levei Shammai does have a Takana in that the person is unable to shave his head. Nevertheless, he's going to be mutter to drink wine and to be Metamei Lemesim when he completes the entire Tahara Nazir process. And Upliga, the Rabbi Padas, and this now is in disagreement with what Rabbi Padas said, that Rabbi Padas had said that Rabbi Lezer and Beishamai hold the same thing. Here, according to the second version, Rabbi Lezer does not hold like Beishamai. This version, Beishamai says that it's not Ma'akeves, and Rabbi Lezer holds that it is Ma'akeves. Rabbi Lezer said that the Mitzora has no choice if he doesn't have his right thumb, his right big toe, or his right ear, so then he cannot become tar. Whereas the opinion of Beis Shammai would be that in fact he can. So therefore, according to this second version, Rabbi Lezer and Beis Shammai don't align as Rabbi Padas said that they do. Okay, next Mishnah. Gilach al hazebach. If the person did a taglachas after he brought his first carbon, the name's a pasul, and it turns out that that carbon was pasul. That carbon, whatever happened to it, it didn't have the zrika done to it, as the Taptosis tells us. Nishpach damo, the blood spilled out before the zrika was done. Oh, yotzo, or the blood was taken outside the azara and is therefore pasul. Oh, nitpo, or the blood became tame and you can't do the zrika on it. So in this situation, even though the carbon was shafted, but since it didn't have the proper application of the blood, therefore, taglachto psula. The taglachas, if he did it, is not going to count. And he'll have to wait till he grows a significant growth of hair in order to be able to go and do another taglachas and bring the korbanos. Usvach of lawalo, and the carbon that he brought doesn't count. He'll have to go bring another one. Similarly, if he was gilach al hachatos shelo lishma, if he brought the chatas and there was nothing wrong with the chatas except it was done shelo lishma. Now we know by a chatas as well as by the carbon pesach, if you do shelo lishma, the carbon is no good. By all other korbanos, if you do shelo lishma, so the carbon is acceptable, it can be eaten by the kohanim, it can be brought on the mizbeach, however, it won't fulfill the person's obligation. So machlokes whether this applies to an osham or not, let's just leave it right now as the chatas. If it's done shelo lishma, so it's not good. So if the person who's a nazir brought a chatas, but it was not done for the chatas of the nazir, it wasn't done properly, so it was done shelo lishma, and then v'yachakach hevi karbonosov lishma, and then he brought the other karbonos for the appropriate purposes, he brought the ola and the shlomim lishma, so taglachto pisula, then his taglachas in this situation is no good. Because he did his taglachas after the one carbon, the chatas, that was no good. So despite the fact that his other carbonos are good, so his taglachas is not acceptable. Uzvachav lo alulo. And therefore his other carbonos as well will not count for him. Even though the other carbonos were brought properly, but since his taglachas was done inappropriately, and only subsequently he brings other carbonos, the other carbonos can't be brought if his taglachas is no good. So the Tana of Amishna says, the other zvachim, which are technically good, will not count for him. He'll have to go, and when he does his new taglachas, he grows his hair, and he does his new taglachas, so then he'll bring all three korbanos again. Uzvachav lo olo, because the two, that even though they were done properly, don't count for him. However, gilach ala ola o ala shlomim shelo lishmon, if he, in fact, did his taglachas after either the ola or after the shlomim, and they were not done lishmon, so they won't fulfill his requirement to bring them as a Nazir. However, they will be good Korbanos, because as I just pointed out before, only the Chatas and the Korban Pesach, possibly the Asham, if they're done Shalom Lishman, they're no good at all. Whereas all other Korbanos, such as an Ola Shlamim, if they're done Shalom Lishman, they don't fulfill the obligation of the person to bring the Ola Shlamim. They'll have to bring another Ola Shlamim, but the Ola Shlamim that he brought Shalom Lishman are, in fact, valid Korbanos. In other words, the Ola is continuing the process. You do the Zrika of it, you do the sacrificing of the entire animal on the Mizbeach, the hide is able to be used by the Kohanim, by the Shlamim, you put the Emurim on the Mizbeach, and the Basar is divided up, some is given to the Kohanim, and the rest is eaten by the Balim, so the Korbanos are good. So therefore, in this situation, the Achakachevi Korbanos Lishman, if after you did your Taglachas on this Korban, she was brought Lo Lishman, the Ola Lishlamim, and then you brought your Korbanos Lishman, so then here, Taglachto Pesula Uzvachalo Olo. The opinion is the same. Since your Taglachas was done on a carbon that didn't satisfy your Nazirus requirements, albeit the carbon here was good, nevertheless, the opinion that is brought down here, the Tanakama, is that the Taglachas is not good, and therefore all the subsequent carbonos that you brought will not count for you, even though the subsequent carbonos were done properly, because the Taglachas was done improperly, so everything after that is no good. That, however, is a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Osa hazeba lo olo. Yes, that carbon won't count for you. However, avol sharz vacham olu. Since you did a taglachas on a valid carbon, so your taglachas counts, and therefore all the subsequent carbonas that you brought do in fact count for the person's nazirus. Then the Mishnah concludes and says, v'im gilach al shloshta. If in fact you did a taglachas on all three, so then, as long as one of them was found to be subsequently good, so you brought all three, and then you did your taglachas, and even though two of the three were not found to be good, at least one was good, so then everybody agrees, taglachto kishera v'yovi shazvachem. So then your taglachas is good, the one carbon that was good is accepted, and fine, you just have to bring the other two, but you don't have to restart the whole process, and the one that you brought that was good, and your taglachas are good. Mora tells us, Amar v'adavar ava, so merit. So the rabbi tells us that the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, Kusava Rabbi Shimon, is Nazir Shegilach al Shalmei Nedava Yotza, that even if a Nazir did his taglachas on a voluntary shlamim, not his obligatory shlamim, but that would be acceptable. Now why? My taima. That's what Rabbi Shimon taught us in the Mishnah, but why is that true? It's because the Amar Kra, because the Pasuk tells us, V'nosan al ha'esh asher tachas zevach ha'shlomim. It implies over here, the low cost of al shlomav, on his specific nazir shlomim, it seems to apply on any zevach shlomim, so as long as it's a valid carbon, as a regular shlomim would be, or a shlomim that was done, shelo lishma, so Rabbi Shimon would hold that in the situation where it was done on a valid shlamim, even though it wasn't the shlamim that he'll be yotzi with, nevertheless, his taglachas is good. That's how Rabbi Shimon darshes it out. Let's turn to Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Still relatively a short shiur, so let's finish off till the end of the parak already. The Mishnah tells the Nishin Nizrak Olav Echem and Adam and Nitma. If a Nazir had the blood from one of his three korbanos, the chatas, the olu shlamim, that was put on properly on the mizbeach, and only then he became tamei. So Rebeleza says, Omer, so serves a call. Rebeleza says, sorry, he has lost everything. Rebeleza l'shitaso, who said previously that you're only mutter to drink wine and be metam l'mesim after you've done the entire process. And since you didn't do the entire process, you only did one of the korbanos in this situation, so it's as if you became tamei during your naziris, and therefore it's so ser es hakol. Now, the more we'll discuss, why is it so serious a call, and why is it not just that he has to grow? This is like becoming tummy after you complete your Naziris, and you should only have, according to Relezer, to wait 7 days, and have a significant amount of here, according to Relezer, of 7 days, and that should be fine. The more we'll address this in a moment. But that's the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, so serious a call. The Chacham Amrim, no. Yavi Shar Kavanos Avitar. No. As soon as you did one application, so boom, you're mutter to drink wine and be metal and mesim, so just finish off the rest of your stuff when you become tar, and no problem. You should wait till the conclusion of your tumah, so you'll have to go and have azor and shlishi and shvi, go to the mikvah, and then on the 8th day, you'll be able to go bring the other korbanos that you're obligated to bring. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. You'll be shar korbanosav after the yitar. After you become tar, you go and bring them. Now, Amrulo, Chachamim said to Rabbi Eliezer, Maisa with Miriam had Tarmudis. The once was a Maisa Shahaya with Miriam, who came from a place called Tarmuda, and Shenizrak Olea Echo Ben Adam. They had the Zrika done from one of the three Kabbanas of her Naziris. Ubavi Amula Abito Shahisa Misukenis. And they told her that her daughter Nebuch was about to die. Vahocha Motsa Shmesa. She went to her daughter real quickly, while she had only brought one of the Kabbanos, and Nebuch, her daughter, was dead, and she was the tummy to her daughter. And the Chacham said, Tavi Shaar Kabanosea Vititor. And they said exactly like we hold that, fine, you'll bring your kabanos after you become tar, after the period of time of Tumah, so you'll be able to bring your other korbanos. You don't have to redo your Nazirah. So this certainly, this Maisa Shahaya goes in accord with us and is a kash on you, Rabbi Eliezer. Now, we answer the first question that we had, Ktani. It says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Sosu Sakol. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Eliezer said in our Mishnah that he's Sosu Sakol, but as I pointed out previously, Va'omer, Rabbi Eliezer, Kol Achem Los Shiva Soser, that if you become Tame after the completion of the 30 days of Astam Naziris, so then you just have the 7 days that are needed to become Tar, and then you bring your Kabbalah right away. It's not Sosu Sakol. So what's going on? Our Mishnah seems to contradict the opinions of Rabbi Eliezer. There's a steer in Rabbi Eliezer. So Rav says, no. My soser in our Mishnah, what did that mean? Nami, the Kama Rabbi Eliezer, soser korbanosav. No, it means that he's not soser his days. Soser sakol means he's soser all his korbanos. And he just has to wait 7 days, become tar, and then he can bring all his korbanos. And Hochadam Mistabra, I'll show you this is right, because Diktani, it says in the Mishnah, the Chachamim Omrim, now the Girsa that we have is according to the Bach, the Girsa should be, the Chachamim Omrim Yavi Shar korbanosav Vietar, Umaisa Nami. And then it brings the Maisa Shahaya. And therefore you see, Shema Aminah, that the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is that he has to go and bring his korbanos, betara, but he doesn't have to go and recount. From the fact that the Chacham say that we're only dealing with the korbanos, it must be that Rabbi Eliezer is also only dealing with the korbanos. It's soser that he can't bring his korbanos until he becomes tar, but it's not soser the days, as is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, if you become tummy after the malos. And then the Maisa with Miriam, Shenizrak Olea Echo Ben Hadamim, so that is the proof. Shema Aminah. We see from the fact that the Chachamim are just arguing or pointing out about the Korbanos, so it must be Rabbi Eliezer is also only talking about the Korbanos. And the Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah and the Chachamim only deals with the Korbanos, but not with the Stira of the days of the Naziris. And even Rabbi Eliezer would hold that there's no Stira of the days, it's only the Stira of the Korbanos. This is a valid proof. And that is, in fact, the understanding of Releza, so there's no stira. And Hadron Alecha Shlosha Minim, Hadron Alecha Shlosha Minim, Hadron Alecha Shlosha Minim. With this, we conclude today's share.